Naisha, Our House. A curator's introduction. One of the questions we spend a lot of time on while reviewing exhibition proposals during our open call is, why grunt? Why this project here and now? For some shows, this is easier to decipher than others, but it is always the hope that the artist has some of their own reasoning as well for wanting to engage with our space. Teresa was very clear in her proposal about why grunt. Her proposal was honest and thoughtful in thinking through the complexity of grief when losing loved ones through houselessness and substance use, while also being mindful of what this conversation means in a place like so-called Vancouver. It's been 9 years since the declaration of a public health emergency regarding overdose deaths in our communities, with the downtown East Side not being the only place that this crisis is occurring, but certainly an area which receives the ire of public and political attention for it. Teresa is frank in stating that she is not someone who experiences substance use disorder and positions herself as a witness. This is not to suggest passivity. In many Indigenous cultures, both hers and mine, being a witness is not only a role given to someone trusted, but serves as a crucial function in many of our cultural practices. To mark something as needing a witnessing is to ascribe to it an importance and to officiate a place within communal memory. I've always liked this method. Not everyone is gifted with such a long and detailed memory to remember things equally, so signifying certain moments and then assigning the act of witnessing seems like a sensible way to organize collective memory. Being called to witness is not especially about prestige or personal honor. It is a service to your community and recognized as such. Remember what happened, who was there, what we were gathered for. Remember it in detail and tell the story well when called upon to do so. The privileges of working in institutions and the resources it can offer will not insulate you against loss, not if you're paying attention. In this way, the why grunt question is answered through knowing our community. Many of us have lost loved ones in our families and arts communities to both houselessness and overdoses. Grunt has been active for the last 40 years, and invariably this means that it's been called upon to hold and witness the grief and struggles of our communities over time. Grief is something that is deeply susceptible to becoming a private and individualized experience, but in this space has often been felt and supported collectively. The opening for this exhibition happened on December 5th, coincidentally on the anniversary of the death of a very dear friend of mine, Lydia Sung. I did consider moving the opening to grieve in private. So much of how we keep the dead alive is imagining what they might say. And this year, what I was hearing was this friend telling me to stop holding back on living my life because I miss them so much. I'll still hold myself back sometimes. It's in my nature. But if there was ever a work that I would feel okay still showing up for, it was this one. Naisha is something that everyone who visits it will have a different relationship with depending on their experiences, with losing loved ones. But what is interesting to me about it is that it's a work that deliberately and gently gathers people together to connect them back to those personal relationships, to speak the names and tell the stories of those who've passed, and to do so from a place of compassion and love, so that there is still space for them to live alongside us.